Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hey, Joe, what's wrong?
Okay, I really like shopping in Japan, but the consumption tax is so high.
消費税, the consumption tax? Yep, the consumption tax recently went up to about 10%. How about in America, though? Is there a consumption tax?
Good question, Kay. Is there a consumption tax in America? Let's find out.
皆さん、こんにちは。今日は皆さん大好き、消費税の話をしたいと思います。
Yeah, it's not shopping. You might have seen the title. It says shopping. But especially, we're going to talk about taxes a little here.
Yes, yes. で、まあ、日本ではね、最近ちょっと 10% に値上がりしてしまいまして、テイクアウトすると消費税 10% かかるとか、いろいろややこしいですよね。So, Joe, is there a consumption tax in America?
It depends on the state.
Okay.
In some states, it's up to about 10%.
Uh-huh.
For example, Louisiana, Tennessee, Alabama, Washington, California, like that. It's like 9 or 10%, right? But in some states, it's zero. There's no state tax or a local tax. In America, it's kind of called sales tax.
Sales tax,
right. And it's kind of a combination of the state and local city taxes like that.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, again, in some states, it's up to 9% or 10%. But in other states, it's like almost zero or even zero. For example, Oregon, Montana, and some eastern states like New Hampshire, Delaware, like that. There's no sales tax, right?
Wow.
So you buy something, no tax at all, right?
So how about in other countries, Joe? Is there a sales tax when you buy things?
In most countries, yes.
Okay.
In some countries, it's really high.
Yes.
I hear that, for example, in India, in India, this kind of poor country here, it depends what you buy, it ranges from 0% to 40%.
What?
40%, right. What? Probably the people who buy cars or something like that, 40%, right? And also in Brazil, it's kind of high. It ranges from 4% to 25%. And in some northern European countries, it's very famously high too. For example, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, it's like 25%.
Wow.
25%.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Right. But in some countries and places, it's 0%.
Really?
For example, Hong Kong and Macau.
Really?
Right. Kay, you went to Macau one time, right?
Yeah, but I didn't really care about the consumption tax, but
That's
okay.
right, but actually, there was no consumption tax or sales tax at that time.
Okay, I was lucky.
Whatever you bought.
I選んでよかった。
And also some Middle Eastern countries with a lot of oil. For example, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait. They don't really have a sales tax or a consumption tax either.
なるほど。
And in Europe, it's not really called a sales tax or a consumption tax. In Europe, it's called the value-added tax.
The value-added tax.
Right. So in short, it's called VAT, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's really included in the price.
Okay.
Like that, right.
なるほどね。じゃあヨーロッパは比較的分かりやすく表示されているということで。で、今日のダイアログですが、二人の友人がアメリカの大きなショッピングモールでお買い物をしているところから始まります。で、今回のダイアログでは本当にアメリカと日本の文化の違いがこう如実に出てきていて、まあ日本人はあまり知らないことなんですけど、よかったらこのゆっくりスピードで聞いている間にそれが何かっていうのをちょっと想像してみてくださいね。
Wow, I always wanted to shop at such a gigantic mall. There are so many things here. Everything's so huge. I'll take this, this, and this. Oh, this is that new game everyone's talking about. I have to get this. Boy.This is like a dream.
Whoa, Ibuki, be careful. Don't get so carried away. You don't have that much cash on you.
Don't worry, Emily. I'm calculating everything in my head. I won't go over budget.
I'm just saying, you have quite a lot in your cart.
It's fine. Okay. I'm done. Let's go check out. That'll be $522.35. Wait! How can this be? It costs way over what I thought.
Didn't you calculate the price?
Yeah, I did. I added the price of every product. I'm sure I didn't miscalculate.
But did you add in the sales tax?
Sales tax? No, the tax must be included.
Oh no! Here, the price shown does not include the sales tax. You have to add it yourself.
No way! Oh, what am I gonna do? I have to put some staff back. I was really looking forward to playing that game. Ah, this sucks.
Don't worry, Ibuki. I'll help you pay the rest.
Oh, thanks so much. You're a lifesaver.
Okay, but you owe me, man. So, how much do we need?
52 dollars.
52 bucks?
Emily, where are you going? Wait! Come back!
はい、冒頭でお話ししたこのダイアログに登場する日本とアメリカの文化の違い、皆さんお分かりですかね？これは実は、アメリカでは消費税がラベルに含まれていないことが多いんですね。だから、この書いてある、値段に自分で計算して入れないと、最終的に払う値段がいくらかっていうのが分からないんですね。
That's right. You need to, when you're buying something in a lot of states, you need to kind of imagine extra 5% or extra 10%, like
that. Yeah, you have to do a little math.
Right, right. Unless you're in one of these states that have 0%, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
で、実は今回の筆者、ダイアログの筆者は、このハワイに行って同じ体験をしたみたいなんです。だから皆さんも気をつけてくださいね。特にアメリカに行くときは。
Don't be surprised when you go there.
Yes. ではでは、最初の面白い表現に行きましょうかね。まず最初に男の子がアメリカのショッピングモールに来て、うわぁ、こういう大きいショッピングモールで、お買い物するのが夢だったんだよね、っていうふうに言ってます。gigantic で巨大なという意味ですね。
Right, gigantic. Easy word, right? It means huge, very large. And it's related to the word the Giants, right?
Yeah.
The baseball team, right? Anyway, this gigantic, it's an adjective. You can say, for example, sumo wrestlers are gigantic. Or Mount Fuji is really gigantic. It's hard to climb like that.
で、あれもこれもし、ああ、もう夢みたいっていうふうに言ってます。boy っていうのは、ネガティブな時でもポジティブな時でも使える簡単詞ですね。ああって感じです。
That's right. It's like, wow, boy. Of course, you can never say girl. I don't know why. Just say boy. Boy, is the weather nice? Or boy, was that a hard test? Like that.
で、それに対して女の子は、どうどう、いぶき、ストップ、ストップっていうふうに言ってます。So, this W-O-A thing means stop?
Yes. Whoa. Right, it's pronounced whoa. And you must say it like that. You cannot say wah or anything like that. You must say whoa. It's an interesting word because it comes from the cowboy days in America. It's the word you say to the horse. It means stop. Stop, horse. But they don't say stop, horse. They say whoa. Like that. So you can say it in daily conversation. Everyone knows it. It means stop or slow down. Even slow down is okay, too.
Okay.
It means that.
日本語で言うどうどうっていうのに相当する言葉ですね。Mm-hmm. で、それに対してあんまりはしゃいで我を忘れないでよっていうふうに女の子か男の子に対して言ってます。To get carried away で調子に乗るとか、はしゃいで興奮して我を忘れてしまうという意味です。
Right, for example, you should not get carried away playing cell phone games, right? you should not get carried away playing cell phone games. Or don't get carried away drinking so much. You should cut back a little bit on the beer.
で、男の子がそれに対して、あ、心配しないで、エミリー、大丈夫。予算オーバーはしないからっていうふうに言ってます。To go over budget で予算をオーバーするという意味です。
Right. It's important for companies not to go over budget, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Good word that you hear in business sometimes.
で、この後二人は実際にお会計をするんですけど、思っていたよりもなぜかずーっと多く払わないといけないことになってしまったんですね。ここで It costs way over っていう風に言ってるんですけど、この way っていうのは道っていう意味ではなくて、何々よりもずっとという意味になります。
Yes, and people say this in conversation a lot. For example, I went on a good trip. And the trip was way better than you can imagine.
Right.
That means it was really, really good. It was way better than you can imagine.
Right.
Or to give another example, oh, that test was way more difficult than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. The test was way more difficult. Anyway, try to use this sometimes in your conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
ね、そう、自然な感じに聞こえると思います。
Right.
で、もう思ってたよりも値段が高くなっちゃったので、あ、商品をいくつか戻さないといけないねというふうに言ってます。ここで言う stuff っていうのは物とか商品ということですね。
Right. I bought a lot of stuff. Like that. People use it in conversation. This is also a conversational word. In written words it would probably be things, right? But people say it
Right.
Conversation. So you can be countable things like things that you buy or uncountable. For example, your homework. I have a lot of stuff to study tonight.
Right,
like that.
Right.
I have a lot of stuff to study. Good word. You can use it for countable or uncountable things.
Mm-hmm. And about that, what is he saying here?
He says that he was really looking forward to playing the game.And that it really sucks that he cannot buy it.
最悪だってことですね。
Right, this word sucks.
Uh-huh.
To suck, it's a young person's word. It's very strong. It means this is terrible, horrible, like that. For example, that movie sucked.
Sucked.
Yes,
sucked.
That, in the past, right? So it sucked in the past. This is kind of a strong word, though. So you shouldn't really use it with teachers or older people like that. But you can use it with young people say it to each other.、Right?
Yes. でそしたらこのお友達のエミリーちゃんがすごく優しいことに、あ、心配しないで残りは私が払ってあげるっていうふうに言ってます。That rest で残りという意味です。
Right, easy word. For example, I will save the rest of my money. I will not spend it like that.、
Uh-huh.
Or for the rest of the time, let's talk about this like that.
で、女の子は残り払ってあげるけど、これは貸しだからねっていうふうに言ってます。You owe me, man. で、貸すとか、借りを一つ作るっていう意味ですね。
Yeah, it's a funny expression. Somebody, you do something very difficult for your friend, you can say, you owe me, man.
You owe me, man.
Like that.
後で返せよってことですね。
That's right, right, right.
で、今日の最後の面白い表現なんですけど、52ドル、払わないといけないっていうことになったんですけど、I think this box means dollars, Joe?
Exactly.
Okay.
People say it sometimes. That costs 10 bucks, like that. If you ever hear this word bucks, often it means dollars, right?
And with that, let's listen at natural speed.
And after the conversation, are we going to talk more about taxes?No!
No
way! We were
talking
about shopping!
Wow! I always wanted to shop at such a gigantic mall. There are so many things here. everything's so huge. I'll take this, this, and this. Oh, this is that new game everyone's talking about. I have to get this. Boy, this is like a dream.
Whoa, whoa, Ibuki, be careful. Don't get so carried away. You don't have that much cash on you.
Don't worry, Emily. I'm calculating everything in my head. I won't go over budget.
I'm just saying, you have quite a lot in your cart.
It's fine. Okay, I'm done. Let's go check out.
That'll be $522.35.
Wait, how can this be? It costs way over what I thought.
Didn't you calculate the price?
Yeah, I did. I added the price of every product. I'm sure I didn't miscalculate.
But did you add in the sales tax?
Sales tax? No. The tax must be included.
Oh no. Here, the price shown does not include the sales tax. You have to add it yourself.
No way. Oh, what am I gonna do? I have to put some stuff back. I was really looking forward to playing that game. Ah, this sucks.
Don't worry, Ibuki. I'll help you pay the rest.
Oh, thanks so much. You're a lifesaver.
Okay, but you owe me, man. So, how much do we need?
$52.
52 bucks?
Emily, where are you going? Wait, come back.
So, Kay, do you like shopping?
Of course. Do you like shopping, Joe?
Actually, no.
No.
I think it's boring. I prefer to study.
なるほどね.
I'm a very serious person. Yeah,
ね、そういう人も,
I like to study Japanese.
It depends.
Or to exercise like that.
Right.
Shopping,
right.
Not so fun. Why do you like shopping, Kay?
I don't know, but, you know, I think shopping could be I exercise too. You know, uh-huh. I walk a lot. I go up and down. You know,
uh-huh,
it's a good
true,
exercise actually. And like it, I don't necessarily have to buy stuff, but it's just fun to look at stuff at shops. So, ne,
right.
見るだけで楽しいよね。Window shopping だけで。Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
はい、皆さん、今日はちょっと、真面目な、tax、税金の話をしましたけれども、ね、皆さんも本当にアメリカに行ったりしたときは、書かれてないことが、消費税書かれてないことが多いので、本当に気をつけてくださいね。
That's right. But really go there next year after this
yeah.
corona thing
yeah,
finishes.
Yeah, yeah,
go
yeah,
there
yeah.
and you will, really, your life will change for the better.
Yeah, please enjoy your trip up there.
Right. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.